Gillibrand spoke at the Ferris Hills Senior Living Community to discuss access to affordable prescriptions. She says she hears complaints about drug costs all the time from constituents. And while it's a problem with really anyone who needs a prescription, it's an urgent issue for seniors, many of whom live on a fixed income. She says she's working on a number of bills to battle this crisis.
First, I have a bill that would basically say if these drug companies raise rates exponentially, 15%, 20%, that we take away their profits, that it's a sliding scale. And if they do raise their drug prices by more than 20%, you take all the profits away from that sale to really incentivize them to stop gouging.
Other efforts include letting Medicare buy in bulk, allowing people to buy drugs in Canada, and capping copay costs. Chris Daly is the director of pharmacy at Thompson Health. He shared examples of increases he's seen and the battle to get people affordable medications, something that even affects Gillibrand and her son.
I can't tell you how many times throughout the year we hear, I'm just going to carry around my expired EpiPen because I just can't afford the $200+ this month that it might take to
expired one for Theo because I was like, I can't spend $1,000.
And it's the reality.
Gillibrand encouraged anyone with a similar story about the difficulties of paying for prescriptions to share it. She says the bills do not yet have bipartisan support. Caitlin White, WXXI News.